don't let me die young. I just want you to father my young. I just want you to be my doctor. We gotta get a crack and
kids are starving in Japan, so eat it, just eat it. Don't wanna argue, I don't wanna debate. Don't wanna hear about what kind of food you hate. You won't get no dessert till you clean off your plate, so eat it. Don't you tell me you're full, just eat it, eat it. Get yourself an egg and beat it. Have some more chicken, have some more pie. It doesn't matter. Game. Now if you starve to death, you'll just have yourself to blame. So eat it, just eat it. You better listen, better do what you're told. You haven't even touched your tuna casserole. You better chow down or it's gonna get cold. So eat it. I don't care if you're full, just eat it, eat it. Open up your mouth and feed it. Have some more yogurt, have some more spam. It doesn't matter if it's fresh or canned. Just eat it, eat it. Don't you make me repeat it. Have a banana, have a whole bunch. It doesn't matter what you had for lunch. Just eat it, eat it, eat it, eat it. Eat it, eat it, eat it, eat it.
Good evening, everybody. This is your host. What is my name? I forget every new week. Zachary Pykel Rodrickson. And these are your two co-hosts.
Anita Bath from the garlic capital of the world, Gilmore, California. I knew I wanted to be a radio host ever since I woke up in the studio and never left.
And I am your other co-host, Barth Phillips McMahon from Hickama, New York. First of all, big call out to the Tufts Beezlebubs for their wonderful intro to our Zamboni Public Radio today. Second ever Zamboni Public Radio. And as I said, I'm from Hickama, New York, and I got into radio hosting because I had a dream last week and I was in a McDonald's and it was slowly flooding and there were Big Macs floating everywhere. And I tried to take a bite, but I realized that my mouth was already full of lies. I hadn't been living in truth. I'd been living in falsity. I'd been living false, and I knew that had to change. So I reached out to my friends at Zamboni Public Radio, and they put me on. And that's why I'm here today.
I thank you both. You know, I forget exactly where I come from and exactly what made me Zachary Pykel Robertson. want to do journalism, but I think I came from a small little town in upstate New York. I can't remember its name, but it was quaint.
Woodstock?
Perhaps it was Woodstock.
Yes, I was in Woodstock once, you know, back in 75, 1875.
But, 1875,
yes, wow. It was in a dream I had once, and I was in Woodstock, and my mouth was just full of woodland berries. And I won't bore you with the details, because we got a show to put on,
yes,
folks.
Yes, we do.
Can everyone who's tuning in right now go, can I hear a big woo-hoo? Big woo-hoo from our listeners? You hear anything,
Trevor? I
think I heard it. I think I heard a big woo-hoo.
Okay, now a big hey-hey. A big hey. Hear anything?
Yeah, I heard a hey.
Yeah, I'm hearing it too.
I heard it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Great. All right. So, what's our Zachary? What's our first thing for all our listeners?
Well, we are interviewing a very special person tonight, and I think we're going to be doing it right here on WMFO in Medford.
Wow.
And I think their name is going to be St. Floyd Meriwether Bumpus.
Wow. And what's the deal with, before we bring St. Floyd on the air, can you tell us a little bit about his backstory? What's bringing him on today?
I think today we have him on for a little bit of an exercise, a breathing exercise.
Oh, wow.
And I think he just released a new book.
Wow.
That we're going to be talking to him about.
Wow, an author. Great. All right, well, let's... Why don't we get St. Floyd on air?
Yes.
Let's get him shortly.
We're going to play one quick song while we go find him. I think he's still scrounging around somewhere.
Okay,
but,
all right.
Classic.
But we'll find him. We'll find him. Great. And we'll get him on here.
All right, let's get that song on.
We'll see you in a few, everybody. We're back, everybody. We found St. Floyd Meriwether Bumpus.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. St. Floyd Meriwether Bumpus.
Am I on air, Zachary?
You're very on air, sir.
Honored to have you in the building.
Oh, thank you. It's always an honor to be invited to college campuses. I'm usually not allowed.
Oh.
Well, I mean, there's always a good time for everything, sir.
Yes, that's right.
And I think...
Yes, it's, yes,
any relation to Floyd Mayweather Jr.?
Floyd Mayweather... No.
Oh, sensitive subject?
No, it's not. Not at all, no. No, quite not. I met him once, back in 05.
Oh, wow.
He shook my hand. Hey, now, the thing is, when they interview him, they actually ask Floyd Mayweather any relation to St. Floyd Merriweather Bumpus.
Do they?
You see? Yes, because I'm known in the Isles very well. You see, not so much in the States, but if you're in the Isles, they ask Floyd Merriweather any relation to St. Floyd Merriweather Bumpus. That's me.
I see. Well, I just want to say, I read your latest book, The Science of Stopping, Winking, and Thinking,
yes.
And... my God, I am a changed woman.
Well, my darling, did you stop, wink, and think?
Before, I lost all my time to stopping, winking, thinking. I didn't have time for grocery shopping.
That's
well,
right.
Thank you for being here.
Well, of course not. Now, I'm happy to answer any and every question you may have for me, yes, of course.
Yeah, I'll start us off. Just give us a little introduction to you and who you are and what your life is.
Yeah, well, of course, my fine feathered friend. You can't see, listeners, but Zachary has a feather sticking out of his eyeballs. I believe they call them eyelashes in the stage, man. You see, I'm from the Isles, a small island off of the Isles. It is a small island off of the Isles. It is nearby Ireland, but it is not quite in Ireland, and that is why I do not speak Irish, nor do I speak British, nor do I speak Scottish, but I speak a small, off-the-island, island accent sort of speak, if you do say so yourself. I grew up there, living off the woodland plants and the shrubs and the berries and the bees, and, well, see, I lived alone, mostly, for the part on this island, and I developed a unique and interesting perspective on health and medicine and the world. And so I have been practicing as I went to seminary school, a seminary I started myself, and so I'm St. Floyd Merriweather Bumpus. I started writing a little bit after I invented a new language, and I started writing, but then I moved to the proper Isles, and I learned how to write, and then I started writing books about health and berries and nuts and trees and bees, and it's been taking off a bit, and I have been, I'm in the States right now my very first time, because I was invited by the National Health and Human Services Department to give a speech on my brand new book, Stopping, Winking, and Thinking. It is a health-based book, and I hope that everyone in America and the States reads it.
You know, I hear it, the dialect. It's a little Sean Connery-esque. I hear it, the Isle.
Yeah. Well, Sean Connery's not from the Isle, off of the Isle, but yes. Mm-hmm. Some people have said.
I imagine there's some carryover, but...
Perhaps.
Now, I do want to talk about your new book, sir. Would you say Stopping, Winking, and Thinking is for everybody?
No.
Or would you say it's just for some?
I think it is for everybody if everyone can get there. I think it should be for everybody. I think not everyone can right now stop, wink, and think, which are, of course, the primary three things that I advertise in the book. But everyone should get to be able to be in a spot where they can stop, wink, and think. It is not advisable, my methodologies for children before they're of puberty age. But once they are of puberty age, well, then it is mostly fine for them to stop, wink, and think. In fact, the studies that I have carried out have shown that it actually increases development in younger peoples. But of course, I would never hope to, you know, I would never want to endanger anyone's children. So I do advise 13 and under. It's I would ask you not to stop, wink, and think.
I see.
And again, I've thanked you before for coming here from the Isles. It's a long journey.
Oh, yes, it was. In a boat.
Yes, a boat.
Yes.
Somerville, Medford area.
Yes, I am.
I must ask, where else have you been so far on your book tour? I'm dying to know.
Ah, yes, well, I'm glad you ask. Well, the book tour has been quite helpful and successful. I was invited over to a wonderful woman's house the other night, and she gave me tea, and this was back in the Isles. She gave me tea, and I took out my book, and she brought her friends over, and I shared the book with her, and she was just delighted. And it seemed as if she was in contact with the current Secretary of Health of the United States of America, and so I was invited over to the States, and I got off the boat over here in Boston Harbor.
So you were invited by Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Oh, yes. Oh, wow.
We call him Bobby.
Bobby,
we
yes.
Know him pretty well
yes,
here.
Bobby. Yes,
yes, after our interview a couple weeks ago, I think we did get to be rather friendly.
Oh,
but
yes, of course.
So, wow, Bobby himself.
Bobby, yes, yes.
It's a high honor.
I got a letter in the mail on my on my small aisle off the aisle with one mailbox, with one letter. I haven't a letter in years.
Is Bobby capable of stopping winking and thinking?
Yes, surely he is. Well, I'm to meet him very soon in the big house on the hill that I've heard so much about. But I think it is now stopping winking and thinking. Zachary isn't too difficult actually. I was thinking perhaps even on the air we could lead listeners through a little bit of stopping winking and thinking. It's a mostly safe and very helpful process to carry out.
Yeah, if you would do us the honor and guide us through that.
Do we feel ready?
I feel very ready.
All right, okay, all right. Listeners, and please, Zachary, and what was your name, darling?
Anita Bath.
Anita Bath, you do. Let us stop when you think. All right, okay. Now, can we have held a moment of silence for all those who are not with us to stop when can think? Just a moment. Just a moment of silence, please. Just close your eyes and think about a moment of silence for all those humans who've died before they were able to stop, wink, and think. All those billions of humans who died throughout centuries and millennia of life who are no longer with us and thus unable to stop, wink, and think with us in the studio today. Can we please have a moment of silence for those people? Please, Zachary and Anita, can we hold that?
I think we can.
Yeah, a moment of silence.
Just a moment.
Just a moment.
Just a quick moment.
Just a quick moment.
Slow.
And that was a lovely moment of silence for all the millions and billions of people who are not with us today in order to have them, in order to stop, wink, and think.
I felt chills.
You always do when you stop, wink, and think. All right, okay. Everyone, step one for stopping, winking, and thinking. And of course, you can buy my book in order to understand all the entire process. But let us stop. Freeze. Look straight ahead. Blur your eyes. Bring them together. Why, you have one eye. For surely, truthfully, you only see one thing, do you not? You do not see two different things with your two different eyes, for reality is the one thing. Stop. Wink. Close your left eye. Close your right eye. Open your left eye. What do you see before you, Zachary?
A blue chair that says life.
Yes.
And nothing else.
Yes.
It just says life.
Now close your left eye and open your right eye.
It says,
what do you see before you?
A red chair that says...
No! It is the same!
It is?
It is the same chair! You must stop and you must wink and you must realize you only have one eye. There is only one reality. Now think. Think about it. Mm. Anita, what are you thinking of, darling?
I'm thinking about a farm. I went to farm. As a child.
Yes.
Quite a bit. Garlic farm.
Are there sheep on this farm?
Yes, lots of sheep.
Garlic and sheep.
Great combo.
Yum. One time in the Isles, I took a bath with garlic and sheep.
Sounds very essential.
Yes, it was delicious. My book is on sale online. www.stoppingwinkingandthinking.com.
And we'll
go to whitehouse.gov.
Yes.
Stopping Winking and Thinking /
help support our friend Bobby
/ whitehouse.gov.
And we'll put it on our own website too. That is tuffszamboni.com.
Stopping Winking and Thinking.
And St. Floyd Merriweather Bumpus. What a beautiful meditation.
Thank you, of course. Do you have any other questions for me, or shall I leave?
I just want to get a little personal.
Please do, Anita, please do. Yes, ask away.
I'm tearing up.
Yes.
I was born lactose intolerant.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, darling.
Yes, but ever since reading Stopping, Winking, and Thinking, I've been cured.
Yes, that is one of the after effects of the book. I'm glad you've realized that lactose intolerance is but a state of mind.
It really is. Thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, thank you very much, St. Floyd Merriweather Bumpus. We are going to get back into the music here, everybody back home, but Saint, do you have any last closing words you want to share with the audience?
Yes, so I'm starting a commune. It's a 45-minute drive outside the city of Buffalo, New York, and I'm looking for wet nurses, zoologists, and AI prompt engineers to join.
Perfect. We'll let everybody know about that.
Yes, of course. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, ZPR.
All right. Now, we're going to get back into the music here, everybody. That was St. Floyd Merriweather Bumpus once again. We're going to have another segment here in a little bit. And we'll keep that guest a little secret right now. I think it's going to be a real treat when we get him on air. But once again, back to the music. All right, we're back again, everybody,
and we're back.
And so is Barth back.
Yes,
Barth, you just missed.
You did miss the Saints and
Bumpus.
Maybe next time. I'll have to make sure to make Bumpus next.
I hear. I hear he has a commune. In Buffalo, New York.
Wow. 45 minutes outside.
Yeah. So if you really want to meet him again, I'm sure y'all had a chat in the
staff lounge. I'm going to take that wet nurse position. Gotta be paying better than this.
Well,
I hate this job.
That's right, Anita. All right, so our next interview, folks, is with someone we've been trying to get a hold of for a long time. He was actually supposed to be on ZPR last week, but he wasn't able to make it. But this is such an important interview, probably the biggest interview that ZPR has ever gotten. And we're very excited to welcome him, and I'll give a little bit of a hint to those who might be on the edge of their seat.
I know you are.
I can see Zachary's on literally on the edge of his seat right now. This man is a past president of the United States of America, and I think that gave it away. So please, folks, let us welcome into the studio President Jimmy Carter.
Woo-hoo!
Jimmy Carter, President.
Oh,
Jimmy Carter, welcome into the studio. Where is,
you know?
I'm seeing a representative from his office motioning at us.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, folks. Usually this doesn't happen. It seems perhaps maybe Jimmy's in the bathroom.
He may be in the bathroom.
Maybe he's in the bathroom. I
won't blame him. No. Also, I think the elevator is having a maintenance done. Lost stairs.
He's an old man. He is an old man.
Spry and healthy as ever.
He is very spry. Yeah, I mean, you see what he did last year with building all those houses for people.
He did. Habitat for Humanity.
Habitat for Humanity.
Jimmy Carter, I don't know if you know this, but had a key role in Habitat for Humanity. Also in fighting the guinea worm, I believe, trying to eradicate it from the globe. And that's why we're so excited to have him on here tonight. Should be out of the bathroom in just a minute.
And
I think while we wait for him, I may read a PSA just so we can find him more. And I think this is one that Mr. Jimmy Carter would agree with. This is the Go Green with Rechargeable Batteries PSA. If you want to save yourself money and help the environment at the same time, consider using rechargeable batteries and your frequently used devices that accept them. Today's NIMH batteries last about as long as alkaline cells under high use, and they can be recharged hundreds of times before needing to be recycled. Packs of rechargeable AA and AAA batteries plus a charger don't cost very much to begin with anymore, and isn't it more convenient to recharge your batteries than to go to the store and buy new ones anyway? A message from all your green friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. I think that's one to Jimmy. Oh. We'll talk to him about that when he gets here.
Any moment now.
We'll ask him about recharging his batteries.
Any moment.
Should we call Rosalind?
I'll call her. Why don't you give Rosalind a call?
I got his personal number, Jimmy.
Yeah. Well, let's call Rosalind.
Let's call Rosalind first and see if she picks up.
Look, folks, like when you're working with the President of the United States of America, you're fine to wait a minute or so. Is Rosalind on the line?
Wait.
For it.
Oh, yeah. Yes, Miss Carter.
Yeah, Miss Carter.
Yes, she's on the line right now.
Okay.
Miss Carter, we have a question for you. And no, you're not on the air. I know you listen, but you're not on the air right now, ma'am. We had a question as to where your husband Jimmy is.
James Earl Carter Jr.
James Earl Carter Jr. Yes, that one.
JC.
We were wondering, he's supposed to be on an interview with us right now, but he's not. We can't find him in the office. Would you happen to know where he is, ma'am?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is he?
What?
Yeah. Well, thank you, ma'am. We'll do our best.
Yeah. Well, so what did Rosalind have to say?
Jimmy?
Well, you know, she's a hoot. But she said that she hadn't seen him in a couple hours, but he really likes to just get outside. So maybe he's on a walk.
Folks, it's great to get out and take a walk.
It's
sometimes
getting chilly.
We get a little too caught up, I think, on our devices all the time. We're nose down on our devices, listening to the radio, watching TV, and sometimes you got to be like Mr. Carter and just take a walk. So
when's the last time you stopped
and really smelled the roses?
Thought.
Oh yes, yeah. Stopped, winked, and thanked. Yeah. Maybe that is what Jimmy
maybe
himself
Jimmy
is doing.
Maybe Jimmy stopping and winking and thinking.
I would love to be a fly on the wall in a conversation between Jimmy and Saint Floyd Mayweather Bumpus.
Yeah, well, I hear he's taking a book down to Georgia in a couple months or so. Well, so if if you know, why don't, in the meanwhile, while we're waiting for Mr. Carter, we can move on to our next segment. He's sure to show his face any minute, but
any moment.
But of course, we're just not sure where he is. So what say we move on to our next section, Zachary? And,
yes, let's move on. We have a campus discussion here.
Yes,
this is a new segment that we haven't really done before, but it's one that I'm really excited about. Everybody,
it's big.
Yes,
we have to talk about the Daily. Can we talk about the Daily?
Yep.
It's we really need to talk about it, and it's been bothering me. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for bringing it
up. I would love to talk about
this. This is an important campus conversation to have. A lot of people on campus are talking about the Daily right now, and it's something that needs to be brought up on public radio, frankly. It's something that I think that needs to be talked about.
And
people have been blowing up their DMs and their comment sections. Yeah. And I think it's a talking point that we really need to get to.
I think that's right. Mm-hmm. I think that's right. See, I don't know. When I log on to their website, I don't know if I'm struck with inspiration. I don't know.
It's lackluster.
Their colors. See, the Tufts University colors are brown and blue. And I log on to the Tufts Daily website,
and it's just blue.
It's just blue. Blue and white.
Where's the brown?
Where is the brown?
As the gym says, excellence is brown.
Excellence.
That is a slogan that they have on the wall there.
Brown and blue, I think.
It may also say blue.
you know what it doesn't say? It doesn't say excellence is blue.
White.
And white.
Where'd the white come from?
I don't know.
I ordered brown. Where is the white?
Tufts Daily needs to get their things in order. Their things in order. See, when I log onto their website and I scroll down all the way to the bottom and I see a button for sections, a button for quick links, and a button for social, and a button for contact. I don't feel fully enveloped by the media universe that they represent. Where's the button for me? Where's the button that says, you, Barf, press me? Where's that button?
I want that button.
I want that button.
I need that button.
Give me that button.
I need that button.
Where's that button?
And it's a real shame, but it also is a terrible feeling when you're reading through an article.
Yeah.
And it's talking about something so deeply important, and they don't include an Oxford comma.
There's no Oxford comma.
And so I'm sitting there.
They don't use the Oxford.
They don't use
the
Oxford comma.
Thank you. I've been waiting for someone to say it. It just irks me.
Yeah.
And it really grinds my gears. And I read the articles and I'm confused because are you talking about two things?
Just keep on reading.
And then let me keep on reading, and then I have to. When am I gonna know what the list is and what the list isn't?
Now I'm not one to make comparisons. Yeah. I'm not one to make unfair
Don't
comparisons.
Don't worry, Anita. Please.
But when I go on other news articles and websites such as the Tough Zamboni, I'm greeted with red, white.
That's right.
In black.
School
the
colors
of the American flag. Yeah.
American colors. The Tufts Daily is an apatriotic organization.
Thank you. I've been waiting for someone to say it.
Yeah.
Tufts Daily hates America.
They don't like America.
And I think another campus publisher that really knocks out of the park, may I add, is the Tribune.
Tufts Tribune. They knock it out of the park.
I think they have.
Waiting for someone to say it.
They have it down. They have it down over at the Tribune. I'll tell you that much.
An excellent job, folks. www.tribune.com. It's the voice where Tufts speaks. The place where Tufts speaks. Free speech. They love America. The Tribune. The Daily.
They love America.
Does not. So, folks, that was our campus discussion with the Tufts Zamboni. It was an important point that had to be brought up, and we hope that perhaps we could spur action, responsibility, and a new button on the Tufts Daily website that says press me.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That felt good to get off my chest, everybody. I think we're going to get back into the music once again.
Yeah, what's up next?
But I think after... Well, the next song we have is The Pines of Rome, Part 4. Pines of the Appian Way.
That's a beautiful song.
By Respighi. It's one of my favorite ones. I played it in high school.
Oh, God bless. God bless Caesar. God bless this republic. God bless the empire.
And then after that...
God bless America.
And God bless America. That's right.
We're going to get into some more... We're going to get into some more things, everybody. Once again, Zachary, here's more music.
All right. We are back, everybody.
And we're back, everybody.
We're back again.
Hello, everybody. We're back.
We're back.
We're back. We're back. We're back. We're back again. We're back in the studio with our friends. We're back.
Back. Back. The boys are back. The boys are back in town tonight. The boys are back in town.
Yeah. Come on, Zachary. Tell us how. Tell us how. Tell us how the boys are back.
They're back. The boys are back.
The boys. The boys. The boys are back. Back, back, back. The boys are back.
And the boys are back with Campus Callouts. This is a segment that is new again tonight. Is a fan favorite and an Anita favorite.
Mm-hmm,
we have several campus callouts here. This is a type of misconnections. Hey, I saw you from across Carm. You seem really cool, and you made my heart flutter, and other slam poetry type things.
Poultry.
Beautiful.
It's beautiful. This is we have a couple here. We'll get more. And more as we grow more powerful.
Well, let's read them, why don't we?
Let's read them. I'll start us off here. We have one Allison Kinzer to, quote, anonymous man lurking behind dumpster, end quote. New quote, please stop following me.
You heard it. Anonymous man lurking behind the dumpster.
You heard it first
here, loud and clear.
Loud and clear. Now, please, we don't pass any judgment on here, but we can only state the facts, and the facts say that this message says, please stop following me, and we don't like to spread assumptions.
Look, Zachary and Anita, we've all been the anonymous man looking behind the dumpster before. We've all been Allison Kinzer, too. So, here's the thing. All you anonymous men lurking behind the dumpster, there's nothing to fear. Come out. Come out from behind the dumpster.
Say hey.
Say hey.
And if we may offer some unwarranted advice.
Yeah.
Say hey.
Say hey. Just say hey.
Just say hey. Say hey. Nothing bad could ever happen if you just say hey.
Nothing to lose. Just say hi and follow her home.
Thank you. And next I have a message from an Olive Marcus. Yes?
Yeah, what you saying, Anita?
Olive Marcus sends a big thank you to the Tisch College for helping her to jump boat. Thanks, Tisch.
Wow, Olive, look at that. Democracy in action.
Now, I have a question.
Yes.
When she says thanks, Tisch, do we think she's talking about the college, though, or Steve Tisch?
Steve
Tisch of the Sports Center.
Classic Stevie.
And the library, too.
And the library, too, but I always think of the gym.
And the roof.
Forgive me for being a muscle-bound hulk of a man who only thinks about the gym and not anything with
That's
brains.
Right. Folks, Zachary is a muscle-bound hulk of a man.
You heard it here
you
first.
Should see
6'8".
His nipples are poking out of his shirt. He's so muscle-bound and hulk-like.
I gotta watch my ass.
It's a real problem. It's a real problem.
I saw Zachary. There was a baby underneath a car. And I saw Zachary lift the entire car.
That's
and
true.
He put it right back down.
Mm-hmm.
Right back.
Not underneath the car.
Not back on the baby.
He had dropped a pencil underneath the car. He lifted the whole thing up.
And can I say?
Yeah.
I found it attractive.
It was very attractive.
Whole lot of tension
his nipples were poking out of his shirt the entire time.
Whole lot of tension.
Well, let's go
on
to our next campus call.
Let's get into our next one here.
So this is from the varsity lacrosse team at Tufts. The Tufts varsity lacrosse team would like to give a big call out to the Navy SEALs. Thank you for your service, they say. Wow. Thank you, Navy SEALs. Are there any Navy SEALs listening in right now? Give us a ping.
Give us a hearty bark bark.
I think we're getting some. We're pretty popular in Guam. I think.
Mm-hmm.
I think
we do have one listener. If I look at my map right here, we actually do have. I'll be five listeners in Guam.
Wow,
that's like half the island.
That's a lot of seals.
Guamese
listening. They must all be all you Navy SEALs in Guam. The Tufts lacrosse team says. Thank you and salute you for your service.
Shout out to Guam.
What are we?
We have another one here.
What's that?
It has an anonymous write-in.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot that we did anonymous, but it says anonymous write-in for Inigo Herrez or Herrez.
Nice guy.
Forgive me if I mispronounce that.
That's okay.
Saying, happy housewarming. What a nice message.
What a lovely
Short
message.
And sweet.
Oh, and
sweet.
Then we have our next from, this is funny, Inigo Montoya. giving a call out to Prince Humperdinck. Now, I don't know if I can read this on air. I'm being given the go-ahead by Zachary. Inigo Montoya says to Prince Humperdinck, "Prepare to die." Ooh. He said, "Prepare to die." He said, "You killed my father." The message writes, "You killed my father. Prepare to die." The entire message writes. So you heard it here first, Prince Humperdinck. But yeah. you better watch your tiny little legs.
He fell for it, that fool.
He did. Mm-hmm. He did.
Someone's got daddy issues.
Wow. Well, I think that's about all the campus call-outs we have for you, our brave listeners.
If you'd like to send a campus call-out for the next edition of ZPR, just DM the Tough Zamboni Instagram account with your campus call-out.
At Tough Zamboni. Mm.
Send them our way. That
simple.
Send them our way.
And we take any kind of message. It doesn't even have to be a campus call-out. Just say hey. Can come right back around from that dumpster and just say hey to us.
Just say hey.
You don't have to hide.
Say hey. Just say hey. And follow us home.
Hey. All right. Well, we're going to get... Let's do one more song. And then we'll have our last little segment with a Dr. Floyd Merriweather Bumpus. Now, I don't know if there's any relation, but we'll be sure to clear that up.
Yeah.
But we're going to have one last little song here before we do that.
Put her on, Zachary.
I will.
What are we listening to?
Fantasy Impromptu.
91.5 CPR.
All right, we are back.
We are back.
Once again.
And a little update from the studio. Barth has left the building, went to look in the hallway for Jimmy, Jimmy
Carter. Yeah, we're still trying to find him.
Hopefully he comes back soon, but we have a very special guest taking Barth's seat.
Yes, this is Dr. Floyd Merriweather Bumpus.
Yes, hello.
Hello, Dr. Floyd Merriweather Bumpus.
Hello, everybody. I'm very happy to be here at CPR.
We are so happy to have you, sir.
Thank you.
We had a very saintly man earlier whose name was Saint Floyd Merriweather Bumpus.
Any relation? We're curious.
That hack, that absolute hack, I have absolutely no relation to Saint Floyd Merriweather Bumpus.
Oh.
In fact, I did not go to med school for years and years and years and years and years in order to be compared to some low-class saint. So no, thank you very much.
I apologize.
I am not of any relation to Saint Floyd Merriweather Bumpus, though I do believe he is my brother.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's
but I have no relation to the man.
That is a can of worms for another time, sir. But, I mean, having been called a saint would be kind of nice.
But being a doctor is nicer than anything else at all. In fact, doctors save millions of lives every year.
Have you ever heard of a saint? I can't name one.
I can't name three.
Now, may I ask, have you read his latest novel?
I will not be on air to talk about Saint Floyd Merriweather Bumpus. I am here as a doctor in my doctoral abilities. A doctor of science, you see.
Oh, well,
yes.
Let's get into that.
What is your science, sir?
My science? Well, see, I went to med school for years and years and years and years and years, but I dropped out, and so I began studying the world of physics.
Mm.
I'm a physician, you see.
Interesting.
But I'm an unconventional physician. Many people, a physician, but not of the doctor kind. You see, many people in the physics community do not like me, including here at Tufts University. Thank you very much.
I see.
Well, we don't speak on their behalf.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it for being given a platform off of which to peddle my insane ideas.
Well, let's talk about your insane ideas, sir.
Please,
I have here a file.
I meant innovative ideas.
I was going to say, I assumed you meant innovative.
Yes, innovative.
But we have here a file on your theory of electromagnetic mountain energy.
Yes, that's right. That is exactly correct. See, I've been working on this. This has been a project for a long time with a student from Wesleyan University.
I was going to say, we have the Methodist Charter
here. Yes, Wesley Methodist Charter. I published my paper in recently under the pseudonym Adam Weiland.
Mm. Adam Weiland.
Mm. And it is my magnum opus. It is a piece to solve the climate crisis titled Electromagnetic Mountain Energy.
EME.
EME, that is right. So, folks, the electromagnetic mountain energy is really quite simple, and I really quite think it can solve everything. Imagine this. Paint an image in your head. An electromagnet is attached to the top of a mountain. A regular magnet, and this is key, is carried up the mountain and stuck to the electromagnet. A device of some sort, a spring, a pulley, is attached to the regular magnet. This device will convert the kinetic energy of the following magnet into stored potential energy. The electromagnet is turned off. The regular magnet falls. Potential energy becomes kinetic, becomes potential once more by means of the device. Regular magnet reaches the bottom of the mountain. Electromagnet is turned on. And this, folks, is where the magic begins. The regular magnet pulls itself upwards. It is attracted to the electromagnet. This supplies half of the force needed to get the magnet up. The electromagnet attracts the regular magnet. Aha, you exclaim. You must expend electricity to turn on the electromagnet and provide that attractive force. This is true, but herein lies the power of the mountain. Because the electromagnet is attached to the mountain and is prevented from being pulled downwards, the strength of the mountain ultimately supplies the energy needed to pull the regular magnet back up. Regular magnet is back in place. Energy has been generated and stored in large battery on top of mountain. Rinse and repeat. Infinite renewable energy. The climate crisis is over.
Wow.
I must say, bravo, sir.
Yes, thank you.
I think, has this been tested before? Has there been a real life test done of this?
Empirical methods?
Well, we've been looking for government grant funding in order to test the electromagnet mountain theory. But the fact stands that the calculations we have done are, in fact, correct, showing that it is a physical probability. in terms of, but the government grant money has not been flowing like sweet wine.
We'll talk after show. We got connections. We could talk to Bobby.
Kennedy. We can point you in the right direction, sir. But
oh, I would greatly appreciate. So
how big of a magnet are we talking?
Yes, well, it is a giant magnet, a very, 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 very large magnet that is very big. We put it on the top of the mountain, the electromagnet, and then attached to a bungee cord is the regular magnet, which we drop. And then you turn the electromagnet back on, and it comes back up, and then you drop it again, and it's energy forever and ever and ever.
And yes, I understand that. And how? Yes. So how would you turn on the electromagnet in the first place? Would you have to jump start it?
Yes, I'm wondering
that too. So you use 50% of the electricity generated to turn on the electromagnet. Okay. But the brilliant part is that the regular magnet supplies the other 50% of the force, the attractive force pulling the magnet up. Have you ever picked up a magnet with another magnet?
You know,
if you put a magnet on the table and you take another magnet and you hover it over, the magnet on the table will come up. 50% of that force is from the magnet that you were holding. 50% of that force is from the magnet on the table.
True.
Yes.
Excuse my skepticism.
Yes. Skepticism. That's a new word. You're dumb. You're dumb. 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 Podcast host.
I'm sorry.
Doctor.
Dumb. I'm sorry, but I'm looking at this. This looks like a crudely drawn Rube Goldberg machine.
Crudely drawn. By one of the most brilliant minds to ever become a physician.
Yes, but how?
I went to med school for years.
How does this be renewable energy, such as solar panels or...
Solar panels!
Nuclear energy?
Nuclear energy! Nuclear energy is going to contaminate your water supply and turn your children into plasmid-bearing freaks!
Oh, God.
They will be chicken heads!
Zachary,
they will
please
be
help.
They will be chicken heads with heads of chickens!
Sir,
solar energy!
We are having chicken-headed sons,
yes,
but...
Yes, thank you.
I think...
Solar energy will... The sun will burn up in years!
I will say... I think one of the most compelling parts of this beautiful, beautiful drawing that you've given us is the sad oil baron drawn off to the right-hand side with a magnificent top hat and a rather rotund body.
The reason that my groundbreaking research has not been open to the public is, in fact, that the oil lobby has tried its best to quench the resistance. Mm. And has tried its best to quench scientific innovation in order to solve the climate crisis and breed happiness and prosperity on sweet, sweet, sweet Mother Earth.
Do you have a message for said oil barons who, have been very vocal against your work?
Yes, please stop sending anonymous men hiding behind dumpsters to follow me around.
Mm.
You've heard it here first.
Have them just say hi.
What a wonderful...
Just say hi.
What a wonderful
just,
thing.
Just say hi.
Just say hi.
Step out behind the dumpster. Say hi.
Now, it has here written, it says, please contact the John Wesley Charter at gmail.com with questions, comments, and proofs. How much investment are you looking for?
$4 million. We won't go lower.
Okay.
No, 3.5 million. Okay. Okay, 3 million.
Okay. Now, I think that's an attainable goal.
$200, any tickets to California? I will take it now.
The land of dreams.
The land of dreams.
Like a new gold rush. And it has many mountains, that is true.
It is many mountains. It would be a great place. I must be in a mountainous place.
Mm-hmm. Now, I thank you a lot, Dr. Floyd Merriweather Bumpus.
I'm sorry Barth couldn't be here, but we're very happy to have you.
Big fan.
That's okay.
We'll find him eventually.
ZPR, thank you so very much.
Jimmy.
You may buy my book.
And if I may leave us with one question to everybody... I think this is one we'll go home with tonight, as we have just one last minute here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio. We're the Zamboni Public Radio. And I'll leave you with a question. Magnets, how do they work? Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night. We'll be right back.